That's a long time, I didn't really, I just saw it in the corner of my eye.
All right, it's 9:33 a.m. on Friday, the 21st day of August. We'll bring a special session, Silverado County Commissioners Court order. Let the record show, Jeff Harris, Richard Chalabert, Danny Chambers, Chip Joslin are all present. Wade Bush is absent.
Item number one.
Approved budget transfers. And on this, before we do anything, this we got to discuss because huge portions coming out of contingency. And we always discuss contingency before y'all approve to expend the money. The other transfers are pretty open and consistent. If I get this wrong, Patricia or Valerie, y'all correct me. All right, the first one, Sheriff's Office, is on the payroll shortfall, which we've discussed many items, many times, $266,000. Then on the fuel, inmate, medical expenses, and food, we're short $66,000. And then on the Flex system, which is the new Motorola system that they're implementing, we were short $428,087.01. Levi was able to take care of all his payroll shortfalls within his budget. So there's transfers in here, but it's not coming out of contingency. It's coming out of all his different line items to make payroll work till September 30th. So
good job.
Contingency, we're going to be expending on these transfers $760,087.01 out of contingency funds. After we do that, your balance in contingency, which as y'all well know, we've got other things coming up in September that we got to survive September. So let's don't get overjoyed yet. Mm-hmm. Our balance in contingency is going to be $1,039,397.50 after we make the expenditures to clean up what we need to clean up after today. All right,
Some of it was a shortfall of the payroll at the sheriff's office. The other one was fuel and inmate medical.
Inmate food and inmate medical. If you remember, we had that one bill that's about $300,000 negotiated down, I think, to 46, I believe it was. They covered 12 of that. I'm just trying to pull this shooting from the hip, but there was a lot of negotiation. But yeah, sorry. Inmate medical,
and
inmate
the,
food.
And the 428,087.01 was what?
The Flex system that we approved, the new Motorola system.
It's the CAD.
Yeah, the CAD that it works with, you know, fire, sheriff, EMS, and it's actually, you know, approved and budgeted this budget, so it needs to come out of this budget cycle.
I don't think they expected to implement it as soon as it was. They
did
arrange payment to go into the next budget, but they ended up getting it implemented early, so that's why it's coming out of.
It was going to go like October, November. I think they started, Levi, back in June, I think it was, when they first started trying to implement it.
Yeah, it's still not totally.
I'm going to say it's still not 100%, is it?
But it is operating.
Yeah.
Sort of.
So if we're not fully implemented, why are we paying them?
We're not paying them yet. The payment's still due in October 27, but for budget reasons and accounting reasons, it's implemented. They're using it. It may not be working exactly the way they want it to, but they are using it.
And they couldn't wait until October 1 to be paid?
They're not getting paid right now. They're not getting paid until October. This is truly a budgetary and an accounting entry. It's coming out of this year's budget, but it's not being paid for till next year. But we still have to take it out of this budget because
it's being cleaned up and accounted for this year, and will be paid when it's finally completed.
Well, I was hoping the sheriff would be here today.
I'm surprised one of them's not here. I am sort of shocked.
I don't want to put you on the spot,
nope.
Judge, but
nope.
Can you go into any more depth on why we're so over budget on so many things? Have you had conversations with them?
I have. the fuel was out of their hands, the payroll is just items we've been fighting. The flex deal, in their defense, which, you know, I'm not good at defending anybody, in their defense, they truly thought that that was gonna be paid, which they're correct, in October, November, December, when it's finally finished. They didn't realize that just because they started early and the implementation started early, that it was gonna be accounted for this year. So actually, the only one that they're truly, man, I hate to say this, sound like I'm defending them. The only one that they're truly accountable for is the $66,000, which fuel, as we well know, has hurt everybody this year. The medical expense was that a couple of different individuals that had severe issues that was out of our control. And then the food, I can't explain the food ordeal. I just don't know if the food expenses went up. Sorry, that's the one I can't explain.
No, that's fine. So the so we'll actually, have we already, or will we back out those funds for the flex for next year's budget?
That is the, what's the 458 is not, it's not in the 27 budget.
Oh.
Because we knew this was coming.
Okay.
So it's not included. The only thing that's included in the 27 budget related to that is, I think there's a $45,000 annual maintenance fee attached to it. So that maintenance fee is accounted for in next year's budget.
And this will clean up all the payroll issues that we've had with both the sheriff and the fire?
I'm gonna say 95% sure it will. I'm gonna post this. I think people are getting paid today. So I'm gonna take another look at it and make sure this is enough to get us through the end of September. Because we did have to use some estimates, you know, to come up with these numbers. But hopefully, we try to be conservative and sort of overestimate.
It's a lot of work on this one.
It's 458, not
426. Six pages.
428. 428.087 and one penny. So anything else that I can try to explain?
Thank you, Judge.
You bet.
That was perfect.
All right. Do I have a motion to move forward with the budget transfers as presented?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Jeff, a second by Chip. Any further questions or comments that maybe I can try to answer? All in favor said motion. That's 4-4, 0 against. All right, item number 2 is pay the county bills. They also have been presented to y'all. Here again, it's Valerie's here if we have any questions for our county bills. If not, do I have a motion to pay our county bills?
So moved.
Have a motion by Chip. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Have a second by Richard. Any further questions, comments, or issues? All in favor said motion. That's 4-4, 0 against. Who wants to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion by Jeff. I'll second it. All in favor. That's 4-4, 0 against at 9:41.
Awesome.
Thank you all.